Larry Adamson there. He's brought up in Manchester. He's a bassist with Magazine, Howard DeVoto, and Buzzcocks at some point. He was a Bad Seed with Nick Cave and the Boys, to name a few. Tracks from a 90s compilation called The Murky World of Barry Adamson. And he's did the soundtrack for a noir film that never existed. So a lot of cinematic stuff he does. Still kicking around, playing with lots of people. A very influential, very highly thought of bassist and musician, Barry Adamson. Before that, so we're going through the Yogi set here. Before that was the Herbalizer with a song called The Missing Suitcase, very mercenary. These are a couple tracks on that mixtape from 1997 that I mentioned. They are sample, Herbalizer sample-based, started off as a sample-based. Beatmakers, a duo from the UK, and then expanded to an eight-piece live band. They were on the Ninja Tune label, which put a lot of drum and bass, etc., in the day. And I did see them in 99, I think, in London somewhere. And it was, yeah, it was sort of a jazzy group with great beats, Herbalizer. Funky Porcini before that, the name of an English musician called James Bradell. And also on Ninja Tune, sort of drum and bass and experimental stuff there as well. And Kruder and Dorfmeister before that, Austrian duo known for trip-hop and down-tempo remixes. They're playing in Seattle, Washington, September 15th. If you can slide in there and not spend any money except for on the band, that'd be great. So that was sort of a sample-based set there. So let's get into... so we're going to get into our feature here in a second. Just hang on with me here.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Mercury Rev, all the way from the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, if there is still radio allowed in North America.
Baby, this is a noisy carpet shag of the week.
So this record by Cindy Lee from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, was named as number one album of 2024 on Pitchfork and number two on The Guardian, influential music media outlets. I'm going to, it's a three record set. It just came out on vinyl recently, so I did pick it up after listening to it a bit on YouTube. I think they released it on GeoCities, an old website, and on YouTube. Someone patched it together. But let's just a couple of great quotes from the Pitchfork review here. It got 9.1, sort of the highest score in a while. The sprawling and spectacular Cindy Lee album, it's over 2 hours, is an essential trove of music. Each song is like a foggy transmission from a rock and roll netherworld with its own ghostly canon of beloved hits. This may be the greatest radio station you've ever come across, unless it's multiple stations talking over each other in and out of range. Like much of Lee's past work, its spiritual center is girl group music, reduced to a single girl and reflected through a hall of mirrors. So there you go. That's the Pitchfork review. Some good stuff in there. So I've tried to listen to, I've really enjoyed this four or five times. I've turned it on the TV at home, but now I'm happy to be able to share it with you. We're going to do the side A this morning, or most of it this afternoon, this evening, and maybe we can try and get through the whole album over the next few months, but this is side A. Of the Cindy Lee record called Diamond Jubilee, which was released in 2024, but just came out on vinyl just recently. And the first track is called Diamond Jubilee. Is it called? No. Yes. Maybe. The first track. Hey. Let me look. I don't know why. I probably typed that in wrong. That's the album cover. Yeah, it's called... Oh, it is. It is actually Diamond Jubilee. The first track from the album Diamond Jubilee. It's playing in the background here. So have a listen and see if you can sort of focus and turn off any other noises wherever you are and have a listen to this. I think you'll like it. We've got five songs to wrap up the show, and then maybe I'll be back sort of at the end of side A. Cindy Lee on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. the side A of her new album, Diamond Jubilee. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Arndt Peltner and Radio Gotha. Coming up in a couple of minutes at the top of the hour. Talk to you next week. Bassist from Gang of Four, both lost their lives.